September 15th, 2010, the Midnight Service in the United Hearts Field, Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Blessed Mother is here as the Sorrowful Mother, and she has a large sword piercing her heart. She says, "Praise be to Jesus. Dear children, I have come to be with you once again on the day of my sorrows. As you console me, I too console you. I cannot remain silent in the face of any evil, for to do so would be to condone it. I have come to awaken the complacent heart. Not long past, I told you of approaching triggers of evil. Satan's finger is on the trigger. The enemy is attacking not only in distant lands, but within your own hearts, as he seeks to destroy personal holiness and with it all of my efforts to combat him. You have been given a profound sign in the earthquake in the city of Christchurch, New Zealand. The quake left a visible separation in the earth. See in this the sign that a visible and profound separation is at hand in Christ's church on earth, if you do not increase your prayer effort. This separation is now in hearts, for the most part, liberal versus traditional. But within this local diocese, it is rising to the surface. This is an underscoring of my call to be recognized under the title of Protectress of the Faith decades ago, a request that was deemed unnecessary. You must listen to me, as many souls are at stake. Do not search out and pursue approvals. Pursue the truth. These days, dear children, you are living amidst grave temptations. There is flagrant disregard for God's commandments. Sin has increased alongside increased technology. The human heart is more than ever a battlefield of good against evil. Consequently, the heart of every nation is at war, good against evil. Choose holy love now, before the age of God's most tender mercy draws to a close and your hearts fall under his justice. Dear children, your prayers are my weapons, my defense against evil. It is your faithfulness to prayer that calls me back here to be with you over and over. It is because of your prayers I come tonight to open the eyes of the world that have been lulled to sleep by Satan's false promises of peace and security. Realize that the hour, indeed the moment, fast approaches when the welfare of the world will hinge upon the relationship of the nation of Islam with all other countries. Do not support politicians who govern only for their own interests. Support those who live in and for the truth of holy love. The key to regaining such a government is to reverse abortion. Otherwise, your efforts will not succeed. You may gain some ground, but not the victory. The victory rests in your treatment of all the marginalized. Let your ambitions rest with this cause. I come into the world once again to assist mankind in making his free will choices, choices that must be conjoined with the divine will of the Eternal Father, if mankind desires the reclamation of the future of all the world. Your choices, my dear children, must always reflect holy love. Any other path leads to your destruction. I am speaking to each soul now, not just the greatest sinner. My Son's mercy awaits your sincere repentance, which must be born of holy love. As he waits, more and more souls reject him and slip to their perdition. Very soon he will be unable to shoulder more injury, and his justice will overtake the world, a world which will not listen. Time is moving swiftly now for the sake of the elect. You must hasten to your conversion. Set aside all differences you have with one another. Build up the kingdom of God in your own hearts first, and then in the world around you. I tell you solemnly, the new Jerusalem is already here in the heart that embraces holy love. This night, dear children, I have come to remind you that when Jonah corrected the city of Nineveh, The citizens repented, fasted, put on sackcloth, and were reconciled with God. Seeing this, God did not bring his wrath upon his people. But here I have come as God's emissary to correct and admonish my children. Most pay no attention. Still others lie and detract against my efforts, and do everything in their power to destroy this mission. Once again I warn you that what you embrace in your hearts determines the fate of the world. The same heart can embrace love of God and neighbor, or it can choose hatred. The same heart can choose good or evil, virtue or sin. But if hearts do not reconcile with their Creator soon, I will no longer be able to withhold the hand of justice. Please do not offend God or test his patience any longer. This mission, the messages, and all the miraculous graces offered here cannot bear good fruit in the world unless the human heart will accept what heaven offers here and allows himself to be transformed in and through holy love. God created your free will so that you could choose to love him and to love your neighbor. If you do not choose to love, you also do not choose your salvation. Of consolation to me is the great numbers that have come in faith. Many angels are in your midst. They have been here all day and will be here tomorrow. Some appear only as sparkling lights, others in a more recognizable bodily form. I am holding the remembrance of your loving prayers here tonight in my heart always. Tonight, my dear children, realize that every cross is a victory. You hold no need or desire in your hearts that is not already my own. My greatest sorrow is the disregard people have for one another from the moment of conception until natural death. Please keep this cause amidst your prayer intentions daily. Dear children, open your hearts and know that your Heavenly Mother is in your midst, and I'm blessing you with my blessing of holy love.